on your work, and you was talking about collecting work from Skip.
Yeah.
Debris from Skip.
And mixing that with sort of like building work ethics. And I think you had a slightly, I mean, the space had a slightly negative, you know, looking back on all these things, it's really strange how positive they all are. Even in, about the time, they seem a bit sort of strange to you. So I think that sort of Art Bavera aesthetic was something I'd always liked and worked with. But it just was slightly more heightened. But I didn't have any... And again, in this certain level of isolation, I didn't have any contact with artists, which was sort of... The odd person would pass by and give me an informal crit, or I'd show them what I was doing. But I didn't have any contact until I got into the exhibition in France called Mind the Gap. And it was somebody I knew who was curating a show about London called Mind the Gap. And asked me to... Somebody I'd met in France, could I suggest some artists to look at? And... I suggested some people.
Who did you suggest?
I suggested people who I'd had some contact with in, on different levels. And it was strange. I suggested people I'd, again, strangely enough, I'd met through the Whitechapel, who weren't all in the Leytonstone area. I suggested Dean Watmouth, David Austin, Mark Fernington, Terry Smith, who I went through, he did an MA after me at Birmingham, and who knew other people, and she curated, those people were in the show, and Lucia Nogueira, I think Dave or I suggested Lucia, and it was quite a good show, and you know, it's quite, whatever the French term for zeitgeist is, quite a good bunch of artists really. Pete Smithson, who I think might have lived down there.
Did he?
And that the aesthetic was one of slightly her take on London at that time. And it was called Mind the Gap, which I think was the first show called that, which I thought was a good title. And they had a French photographer come over called Jean Dupont, and she took photographs of the catalogue, and John Riddy took all the photographs of the catalogue. It was quite a good show, really, in hindsight.
So when you, it was like a show about the London practice. What do you think was kind of connecting those works, or what came out?
I think most of the artists were working with that notion of the found object, and David Wadden, he was painting, and Mark was painting, but it was a kind of slightly, there was a sort of slight aesthetic of poverty there, but I mean, that's the wrong word, poverty, because poverty is sort of, I've seen poverty, and it doesn't look like that. It's more of a texture, the fabric of the place. And I think, and it was interesting with a French photographer, the catalogue photographs were all of Dyers Hall Road and Leytonstone. For the cover. And she was French. So her taking it was, you know, she thought it was great. She thought it was real low life, hardcore, sort of out in the, you know, artists striving in a community. It was like the commune. She saw it as a commune.
So did she take those photographs because of the people she knew who were in the show? Or did she know about it already?
She did a portrait of every artist for the catalogue. And then she went in around the area and took photographs, just pointed a camera. She was in the show. Her photographs were in the show. So she literally just went on a sort of photojournalistic rampage through the East End and photographed these places that were like Dyers Hall Road, sort of strange combi vans, outside houses, derelict houses. She was really into all that. So she took photographs for that, and that was the first big show I was in from that time. So my photograph was taken in the studio in Leytonstone. And then after that came the Sommer Atelier in Hanover. So it was sort of starting to happen for me a little bit on that level, you know. And then after that, I ended up showing at two places, which was Mario Fletcher Gallery in Liverpool Road and the Adam Gallery in Walcott Square. But again, I think the Whitechapel was a sort of conduit for the Adam Gallery show, because Adam Reynolds was the partner of... Well, he was involved. I think he was one of the trustees. And he'd worked with, I'd worked with Adam on workshops, and he came to see my work, and that came through that, I think. And I think for the first Adam Garland show, I was in Leytonstone, and then I'd moved to Angel for the Mario Fletcher gallery thing. So they, so yeah, I mean, it was a start of, it achieved its aims. It did what it was meant to do. It was meant to give artists a chance to get a foothold in economic terms, you know, low rent housing and a studio, and that enabled me to have shows at quite good galleries and with good people. So it's quite, yeah, it's a good time.
And going back to, you know, when you talked about, you know, this sort of stripping down of your house and doing it all up and so forth, I mean, when you was talking about that, I was thinking, you know, is there a connection between this and sculpture? And maybe not being afraid to actually do that, because some people would actually really worry about doing up the house and that work. Kind of the extent of the work that you had to do.
Yeah, it was a challenge. It was a great challenge. I mean, I was up for the challenge, totally. And it was, you know, and we were, as we were a couple, it was our first home. You know, it's like, wow, it's a bloody house. And we've been living in the most awful rented accommodation. Not the first place. The first place was a really nice house in Walthamstow, which was rented to us from somebody who'd gone to Australia for a year. That was great. But after that, it was just a series of sort of, you know, bedsits and just horrible places, Blackwater Road. And so, it, you know, we were had a, not a very nice landlord, and we just thought, God, this is such an opportunity to... It almost felt like how people feel when they own their own home, I guess. You know, wow, it will be ours for some duration, plus the chance to make work after being, you know... I mean, the two were parallel. I was subletting studios, I was subletting house, rented. It's not a perfect place to make art. And so the opportunity came, you know, to have a house plus a living space. And I just thought, fuck it, let's do it. And the challenge was, you know, this learning thing as well. Learning about materials, building materials, learning how to do something, you know, and I have no fear of that now, which is good. It just for several months it could tell, but sometimes you need to do that anyway. You need to not make art for a while. To sort of focus on, you know, what you will make and what will become, and I think that it didn't seem. I mean, it was completely daunting when we saw it, but it just didn't. It wasn't even a question that we would say no. I think we went back to Acme and said, "Is there anywhere else?" And they said, "No," and that was it. We was, well, this will do then. And it wasn't, I didn't see it like sculpture. I just divorced the two. I just divided the two. I had this thing I needed to do, I guess, like people building a studio. And then I will be, you know, allowed to work in it, and I will have a studio. But I didn't, you know, looking back, it hasn't informed my work, but certainly things like process, and, you know, and I've done it since with studios and other houses. Had to do them up a bit and stuff like that. So it's given me those skills, but I didn't. The work. It's funny. I was reading the book that we're in, the book launch we went to the other day. And I was reading it. Terry Smith went to I think it was in Leytonstone. He went into some of the houses and did this kind of interventionist thing. He broke in and because he couldn't find a space. And I didn't do any of that. Just didn't concern me. I just made objects and sculptures. But I think there were a few people who did things like that. More sort of, and they were slightly political. You know, and I know Terry Smith did that. That was part of his practice, which started him off on a way. And he's interested in the fabric of buildings and how you can, interventionist things in those buildings. He comes from that sort of area. But I wasn't. I just saw, you know, I just needed space to make the things that I needed to make, objects and sculptures and the like.